World News from the BBC. A judge in the US state of Arizona has ruled that a 1901 ban on nearly all abortions can now be reintroduced. Only terminations to save the mother's life will be permitted. The Republican Attorney General of Arizona said he applauded the court's decision. It was made possible by the Supreme Court in Washington overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling, which granted the right for all women in the United States to have access to abortion. A Colombian dissident group which rejected the 2016 peace deal with the country's largest guerrilla movement, the FARC, has said it's prepared to stop its attacks against government forces to help ceasefire talks. The Colombian president, Gustavo Petro, a former guerrilla fighter, took office last month, promising to fully implement the 2016 deal and reach a settlement with all armed groups. The world's longest-ruling head of state, President Teodoro Obiang of Equatorial Guinea, will run for office again in elections due to be held in November. His son, Vice President Teodoro Ngema Obiang Nyange, said that his father had been nominated due to his charisma, leadership and political experience. And the former tennis men's world number one, Roger Federer, has bid a tearful farewell to the sport. The Swiss player joined forces with his former rival, Rafael Nadal, for a doubles match in the Laver Cup in London. Russell Fuller was watching.
There was one fleeting match point on Roger Federer's serve, but it was the Americans representing Team World who won the final point. Sympathetic applause soon made way for loud cheers as Federer hugged European teammates like Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray, and both he and Nadal were in tears as they watched a tribute video on the big screen. More tears followed as Jim Courier asked Federer about the decades of support from his family. His parents, wife and both sets of twins were present in a city which has witnessed so much of his success.
Live from London, that's the latest BBC News.